Let's see what you can provide to us for good, healthy, easy, consistent singing. And I'm going to have Eric conduct us through this.
All right. Would you please sing?
Sing your first pitch on an NG. High cheekbone.
Doesn't matter what part you sing, high cheekbone.
Pitch every part of every word. Is that what we worked on last week? Be on purpose about pitching every part of every word, right? And let's see if we can come back to that or we can start there tonight. One more time, sorry. I'm picking up Zach's habits.
Not necessarily the good ones either.
Personal breath.
Different way. That's one. Two is, the other factor to that is, I don't know if you noticed, that felt very slow, didn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
And that was not necessarily how it was counted off to us, and yet your director adjusted to you. That was very kind of him. So, good job, Eric, you followed us. All right. But I think it's okay at this juncture for us to give ourselves that leeway to say, well, this is the new skill that we're really trying to work on and build. So it's okay that it kind of loses BPM over time for now. I'm pretty sure Steve Scott's going to stop you if you do that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Which happens this week.
Mm, yes.
Yeah. We get to see him at the end of the week. So we'll talk about that later as well. But that's really important for us. Khan, did you have a feedback about this or something else related to Steve Scott?
I think we just need to get a little more excited, even if it's a little slower pace, with the consonants. We've got some great consonants in here.
We do.
Faithful.
And there's so, I mean, this text actually has a great deal of power if we can get it to kick out. And the consonants are what fuel that energy, or they ought to. Okay, I will take at maximum 3 leads to share with us. Great.
I don't want to talk to you now.
Fine, that's fine with me. Great, yes.
When we're trying to sound out each syllable, it seems like it's a lot more legato.
Super. That's the whole point of it. I will share verbally. I don't think we shared on Discord or anything yet. But last week when we were doing this exercise with this song, if you remember, we wrote down every syllable of the first 2 bars, right? Do you remember that?
Yes.
And I'm sure that was poor in hell for some of you. But the difference between the first rendition and the second was a night and day difference on the wall of sound connectivity.
Yep.
It was. And Kimball actually spliced it up and gave us phrase for phrase the differences. He sent it to Eric and I. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to it. It was stifling how different the wall of sound was. And that was some pretty great wall of sound that you just demonstrated. So now my challenge is, you don't adjust to us, you keep us a perky tempo,
yeah.
And the rest of us still sing vowel to vowel, still giving us a great deal of wall of sound while pitching all the consonants in between. Sing between the pitches is the goal. Don't lose tempo.
Of the sound.
Almost. Close. What does this mean? What's he trying to get us to understand?
Air first.
Air has to move first.
Air, sound, right? Air, the phonation. Here we go.
Can we have clarification on, you want the NG or
NG.
Do you want, okay.
NG. That's influencing your sound. Here we go. Same, right? Sing the NG again. Now start it on O.
Come and be
Repeat those words. In terms of your entrance, and the pitch didn't start, the air didn't start at the moment of that, of the beginning of that word. Whereas the third time, the third verse, it was much more together and a much cleaner start. Why?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Because we sounded off.
Yeah. Yeah. So if we didn't get enough good in glory at all. It was glory. Right? Glory to God. I don't know who Lori is, but...
There she goes.
It's a car.
Right? And we didn't get enough in come, but for whatever reason, word, like, you pitched that really well. So let's consider that as we push through this, as we work toward that.
Last little question about this song. Out of all the vowels, what's the one in this song that seems to crop up the most? Any ideas? Of the vowel.
Which is
with rounded lips. And that's consistently different versions of that happening throughout the ensemble. So just be mindful of that. Thank you. Great.